With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The annual Deputy Governor's Awards celebration is tonight at the Harkwell Theater. The Honorable Franz Manderson.
We are celebrating 12 amazing civil servants who have been our Employee of the Month for 2018. So we are going to celebrate these amazing civil servants. We have so many talented civil servants here in our world-class civil service. We have to showcase our talent. So this is our Oscars. You will see videos of the persons who have been the monthly winners, and then there will be an announcement as to who is our 2018 Civil Servant of the Year.
Audio there courtesy of CIGTV. The Department of Commerce and Investment snags the Top Employer of the Year award in the mid-sized category at the Cayman Islands Society for Human Resources Professionals. Speaking to CIGTV, Director of the DCI, Ryan Rajkumar Singh, says it's a big win.
Not too often you see government departments being recognized, and I think this speaks a lot for government. It's a strong team. They do a lot, and we need to start recognizing our people more. We need to show that government is not just about sitting back and pushing papers, but we actually take initiative. There's a lot of departments outside there that think outside the box, and we want to lead where we can.
According to the Society for Human Resources Professionals, top employers are identified as organizations that demonstrate high levels of employee engagement and organizational culture. At the heart of the definition of the top employer is a place where employees trust the people they work for, have pride in what they do, and enjoy the people they work with. The Department of Commerce and Investment was recently recognized as one of government's top departments during an employee engagement survey, which is part of the Deputy Governor's plan to build a world-class civil service. And an assistant professor at the University College of the Cayman Islands has been selected by the U.S. Department of State for a one-month English language specialist project. Dr. Ivan Eubanks will be part of a select group as one of approximately 80 U.S. citizens each year selected to serve on an English language specialist assignment. The project will focus on academic writing for a publication at the Higher Education Commission of Pakistan. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Satellite photos have shown the vast scale of the flooding caused by Cyclone Idai in Mozambique, where thousands of people are still waiting to be rescued. The World Food Programme estimates at least 400,000 people in Mozambique need life-saving assistance. In neighbouring Zimbabwe, the WFP says 200,000 people will need emergency food aid for the next 3 months. European Union leaders are arriving for a summit in Brussels, at which they'll consider a request by Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May to extend the Brexit process. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has said leaders are minded to grant the request if British MPs vote next week to approve the negotiated exit agreement. They've already rejected the deal twice. The Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says the security services have detained his chief of staff, Roberto Marrero. Mr. Guaido said pre-dawn raids had taken place at the houses of Mr. Marrero and his neighbour, the opposition deputy Sergio Vergara. Three teenage girls in Burundi have been sent to jail to await trial for scribbling on pictures of President Nkurunziza in their school books. Judges said they should be prosecuted for contempt of the head of state. The girls, aged between 15 and 17, face up to 5 years in prison if found guilty. Reports are coming in of a fire at a fertiliser factory to the east of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. They say 8 people were killed and 7 injured in the port town of Ain Sokhna. The Netherlands' governing centre-right coalition seems likely to lose its Senate majority after a shock electoral success for a right-wing party founded less than 3 years ago. The anti-immigrant Forum for Democracy is on course to win 12 seats in the Senate, the same as the party of the Prime Minister. BBC News.